of life is us, my friends, we are.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
More back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. Change it, just you and me.
Yes, indeed, everyone. Hello, everyone. This is Parker Pathways on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org. It's September 25th, 2016. This is a three-hour live program, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And I welcome everyone aboard. We're on the eve of a lot of historical moments. It was 1 year ago that the John of God in Brazil listened to Parker Pathways. They have a radio down there in Brazil. John of God does healings for close to 5,000 people at a time. He has nine physicians. They work out of the jungle. He's been around for a long time. John of God is very famous, and very few people have ever heard or know that he would come to them. Be seen. Today's program in the Brazilian jungle will encompass close to 5,000 people listening today, and he is known as a healer, of course, but I have always revered the fact of being introduced to him, and a lot of healings are quite real. Today's message, they record the show, and apparently, and it gets shelved to other nations today. It's going to be Costa Rica and the what's called the Upipa Temple, in Chile, where one of the four Buddhas of the world in Earth creation is built. That was those temples on top in Chile were built about 6,000 years before Christ. And so I appreciate them praying for Parker Pathways and praying for me and my audience. And I appreciate that enormously. There will be a lot of things through the 3 hours, which we will get into, that have to do with advancements into the process of cosmic science, which is why Parker Pathways is what I call and will title within the treatise The X-File of Reality. Because it's time for you to be introduced to things that have been hidden a long time. We've been bouncing on the dead head of a pin. Our theme is water, of course, and toxicity and the biochemistry of the body, and formations of new forms of society, which now are under the control of the social and behavioral science team in the White House, which functions under the White House Office of Science and Technology, which is called the OSTP, which is governed by Dr. John Holdren, who is a science and technology czar for Obama. And, of course, Dr. John Holdren has a precept of placing sterilants in the drinking water to decrease the population as a reality, which is really what's been going on for several years until on Parker Pathways is exposed on RBN. Also, this is the celebration day of, I made the presentation 1 year ago, and on Parker Pathways, on the expose of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. They are in precepts. And these precepts are written in the 2030 Agenda. And precept 33, written 1 year ago, read, quote, this was written by the 18 people that run the world. There are 18, there are 19 now as a result of last week. Quote, we recognize that the social and economic development depends on sustainable management of our planet's natural resources. We are therefore determined to conserve sustainability to claim oceans and seas, claim freshwater resources, claim as well as forests, claim mountains and dry lands to protect diversity, ecosystem, and wildlife. We are also determined to promote sustainable tourism, tackle water scarcity, claim water, and develop water pollution control under the Sustainable Development of the United Nations, to strengthen cooperation on what is called the desertification, the control of dust storms, and the eminent domain of land degradation and drought, and to promote resilience and disaster risk reduction. In this regard, we look forward to the COP13 meeting of the Convention on Biological Diversity to be held in Mexico in 2017. So, of course, you see the reason the resonation of the Donald Trump running for president, who will be debating tomorrow night Hillary Clinton, as you know. The reason it's not just a wall to be built, which should have been done years ago. I think when Senator McCain was involved 14 years ago, we were making the decision to how many immigrants to reach into the United States of America. It was decided by Congress to have illegal people in the United States, but the focus of it was to develop the control of the water and the food and the ownership of North America as a North American continent, which was achieved under Bill Clinton. And the whole aspect of having a debate tomorrow for the President of the United States is more important than meets the eye. You see, the aspects of the developing analysis of equities, the people who are in the cycle for presidency, you have the price-earnings ratio for the Standard & Poor's 500 sector. This is really what the debate is all about. You have a 12-month price-earning ratio, you have a 5-year average, and you have a 10-year average. Now, in order to control the investment of the world to achieve the United Nations position of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, you need to know what sectors are wanting to be under the control of the developmental system of the world domination. Now, when I say world domination, I mean world domination. I've never deviated from that since I've been on air for 10 years at Parker Pathways. We came here to expose and did and will and still are the real world, chemical formation of human testing on humans, which went on for 43 years before 1998. And then, of course, chloramine was placed in the drinking water under the guise of killing cryptosporid emergergardiolambia in the drinking water, which is a liver fluke, based on the fact that cattle are a problem because they urinate in the rivers. That's the sale that they had then. They had it before then. They had it 25 years before then. Without water, you do not have the developments of materials. Like China says, well, we'll make a deal with you, Obama. We're going to increase our formation of steel materials. Most of the steel that's used in the United States is not of high quality. Several bridges have been made in the United States with Chinese steel, and of course they use their Chinese people. That's the way they operate. They take over Africa, sections of food supply, gold, uranium, plutonium, manufacturing with their own people from China, no one locally. So what's at stake in the next presidential system, and even Obama admits to the United Nations, I just didn't have a chance to control the global supply. Well, what he was talking about when he made his statement was that energy has the most forward 12-month price-earnings ratio. That's the control center. Consumer staples will run a P/E ratio of about 20. Consumer and discretionary will all be under the control of computerized money, and that should not be a surprise to you. I've been talking about that as a relation to the medical record on Obamacare for 6.5 years on this program. Utilities should not be a surprise to you as the next control point, because that's what the president will be controlling in terms of what's called the group of 19. Materials running about 20% of control of the world supply under the elites. You have information technology is next, You have industrials, then you have healthcare, then you have telecommunication services, and the last is financials. And the reason for that, on the forward U.S. price earnings ratio, which is at stake for the next president of the United States, to succumb to the Group of 19 is financials, because that'll be mostly automated, because there won't be any paper money. So the thing is that the idea of most of the people on Wall Street, if you talk to them carefully, they're considering that Hillary Clinton will beat Donald Trump, is the way they see it. The outcome will be supportive to the stock market. And Mrs. Clinton, of course, is leading in the polls. And that's the present situation until after tomorrow night. It may change, you see. But most of the money people feels that Hillary Clinton's policy are closer to being business as usual, having the same programs, developing asset allocation the same way. But a lot of these investment people, particularly for the water and the food, know that the control of the food and the water is the main game of the survival basis of this. They're basing it on how the Brexit vote made Wall Street look as if they had missed their mark. This is what's at stake. And the equity positions being fostered to control money and people, and, of course, and human bodies, which I've talked about extensively on this program. Who owns your body? Who owns your body parts? How the developmental philosophical basis of longevity plays into this in terms of medicine. Now, Hillary Clinton has been very clear, quote Hillary Clinton, "In my first 30 days as president, I will propose a constitutional amendment to overturn Citizens United and give the American people all of a chance to reclaim our democracy. I will also appoint a Supreme Court justice who will understand this decision was a disaster for our democracy," unquote. She's going to demand the Security Exchange Commission a rulemaking requirement that publicly traded companies, according to a statement in her own words, to disclose all political spending to their shareholders, and unquote. Also, in Hillary's own words, she'll issue an executive order requiring the federal government contractors to fully disclose all of their political spending, unquote. Of course, this plays against herself because of the corruption, the pay-to-play donations to her family foundation. So the idea that Republicans are arguing, you know, that forcing nonprofits to disclose their donors is intended to make them easy targets, the Republican Platform Committee has this as a red line in the sand. And they're going to fight against requiring any private organization to publicly disclose their donors to the government. This is really what's at stake. So in who becomes president out of the Hillary-Trump combine. So the First Amendment, of course, doesn't say anything about protection against harassment or the constitutional cure for speech or, you know, none of these things are covered in the First Amendment. And so it's down to Congress to require these immediate disclosures of contributions. Now, the reason Hillary Clinton, you say, well, why? She's really defending the people. Well, no, she's defending her own corporation system. And I mentioned it last week that a about the food food and agriculture conference that's occurring on September 27th and 28th of this year at the Stones Barn Center in Pocono Hills, New York. And here, all the chefs are the top names, and all of the planners of food on the supply through the new United Nations 2030 agenda. Actually, it's not 2013; it's the 2030 agenda on the control of the food for tomorrow. This will be represented by Kroger. You've got Fresh Direct. You have, of course, Blue Apron, which is coming along the stock market. And you have to keep your eye on that company. That's going to move fast on the delivery of food to your door. We'll see you at the other end of the break. The call number is 800-313-9443, and it's showtime. And thank you for being here.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is Parker Pathways and the X-Files of Reality. I'm going to dispense quickly and spend some quality time on the first hour, but I'm going to dispense quickly with this discussion about Hillary's health problems that everyone keeps talking about. The whole idea of being called in a group of being a deplorable, I imagine that I come under that category quite well as a deplorable. You know, Donald Trump is more advanced in engineering and formation of infrastructure than most. And the third interview was very short with him, and but very powerful. Of course, there isn't any secret that Donald Trump wishes to dispense with the EPA and the process of it and develop a whole different, you know, we talked about it. It's but I'm not going to disclose the conversation that we had together. That's part of a vetting system, and I don't want to dishonor that. But you can assure that Donald Trump picked up on chloramine and caused health damage, and we had those first two interviews, Minnesota and Michigan, during the primaries. What we have, I'm deciding, you know, to really bear a badge of honor of being a deplorable, and for a lot of reasons, because we've done a lot of firsts here on partner pathways. Even the UN copies us at this point, and you know, I'm still called the water baron by them. But people have said that with Clinton's own physician, of course, you have to look at the records. You have to look at the medical records. Excuse me, I haven't done that. But at the last show, I gave a list of tests that I would expect a neurologist to consider and then expand on. And the Clinton's medical record, according to Clinton's physician, Dr. Bardak, has the usual things, you know. The blood pressure's good, the cholesterol by the upper standards is a little high, but it really isn't because it's in an upper range. Her LDL was 118 microliters, and I think her HDL, which is the better cholesterol, is 64. Normally, it runs into a range around 40, you know, microliters. And all these are in healthy levels of a person. Quinn, according to her physician in the letter that she wrote, she has hypothyroidism. She has, and this is blown off as being women that are in an older condition at a particular age. Of course, she has hypothyroidism. There'd probably be a TH3/T4 test in there in terms of getting various forms of thyroid. Clinton's current medication, including the Armour thyroid, which really comes from glands of animals, and thyroid hormone replacement, and antihistamines she's taking, and vitamin B12, and a blood thinner, Coumadin, which you have to take for the rest of your life, you know, for the blood clots and things of this sort. And that's the way that you start, okay? Now, there are very astounding people of the human bioacoustic system, the work that's been done. I'm very familiar with this system. It turns out by voice, you do voice frequencies using the human bioacoustic system. We started doing that in NASA when we were dealing with extraterrestrial biological entities. And when we come back from the break, I want to give some review of this system on Hillary Clinton. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
This is Parker Pathways, the X-File of Reality. And before I continue with some data on Hillary Clinton's possible health condition, I really want to give a lot of credit to Sherry Edwards, who has developed her proprietary technologies for acoustic determinations. These are actually mathematics. These are forms of algorithms during the time when algorithms weren't really in their position to be used in a particular way. Using the old Fortran system coming out of IBM and those type of things, there were all the idea of voice frequency evaluation from humans that may have various forms of diseases or traumas or psychologies, and could have identical. Possible identical voice anomalies, and I really have to take my hat off to Sherry Edwards for the development of her proprietary technology. That being said, I have a lot of very high regard for technologies of this type, particularly we were trying to use some technology like this when we were trying to determine hybrid humans during in the 80s and beginning out of the 90s. That was another New Mexico story, you know, the underground system in the north. West part of New Mexico, where they were doing actually the development of new technologies for what we call phantom bombs to be manifested by formations of part human and what are called separate extraterrestrial entities. In other words, they divide right in front of you, that type of thing. And of course, but her work, particularly with the work that was done at MIT and Duke Universities, have been given out to alternate medicine involved in these human bioacoustic information to the public based upon voice. So to make this very quick, because there's a lot of data and it's all quite important, I'm going to give you, I'm just going to give you my opinion of what the potential can be from voice system. I from their review of voice for brain and stroke and Alzheimer's, arthritis, diabetes. Neuroplastic, seizure, heart, and brain injury. The voice analysis of Hillary Clinton by bioacoustic scores have her in the categories of myoclonic epilepsy, which, you know, refers really to a family of epilepsies, but it's they're associated really with brain damage and wave activity, and that's been known for some time. So that's as far as that I can that I want to go with that, because I want to give you my own opinion from this. I agree with many of the vocal frequency readings done by this very good work on bioacoustic clarities. Stroke, yes. Potential Alzheimer's, possible. The diabetes, possible. You know, and it based upon frequency, voice frequency. There's, of course, there are other aspects. When you deal with things of this kind, you have to have, for instance, the Lewy protein evaluations of Hillary Clinton based upon voice. These are form of plaque systems. When you work with a patient, you're really developing to try to find these things. And generative disease is really a very big possibility for this particular patient. But you'd have to do the test yourself, you understand, and we've got all, you know, and do the other kinds of biochemistries that are necessary. But I do agree that based upon what their readings are in the bioacoustic system, the Lewy protein disease, which is a formation of Parkinson's-like symptom concepts, but there are certain other things that become involved with the Lewy protein evaluations, like sinophilin 1 is associated with Parkinson's. These are forms. Of course, I was a little surprised that there wasn't any vibrational system of the choline CHR NB activator. That surprised me a little. But the thing is that the misfolded protein of it's called a synucleinin. Now, the synucleinin includes all of these other things that Hillary's going through, you know, swallowing difficulty, loss of sleep, things of that sort. But when you look at the gene structure for acetylcholine based upon vibrations from voice, which the bioacoustic system has very nicely indicated, you have to take a look at something that I find extraordinary. The bioacoustic system has comparisons of Robin Williams' voice, which he suffered from Parkinson's and Lewy protein manifestation. Now, and of course, the tau protein in the brain were present. And if you look at the Hillary voice frequency spectrum, and you look at the Robin Williams spectrum, they're almost identical. I mean, you would have complete, if you didn't know who it was, you would be quite surprised. There is also a comparison of another person that's in there. But the activators, based upon sound, you know, from the voice, show that there is a Parkinson's associated, what's called a declinase variant 2 gene, proteins on the choline, CHR, HNA at 4. I've seen all this before when you do advanced kinds of work in biomarkers. I'm very impressed with sound, and I'm highly interested in it for the sake of stem cell regeneration of research that I'm highly interested in for lengthening life. And so you have, if you make comparisons of dementia, which is which is away from acoustic evaluation, but if you have a degenerative neurological disease such as Alzheimer's with the Lewy bodies are causing, you know, the formation on dementia, you always have a vascular disorder of some kind. You have depression, of course. You have accumulation of fluid in the brain. In many cases, in dementia, is a formation out of it. For Alzheimer's, of course, you have there are no classic signs. Actually, you know, if you were to you know, look at the memory loss or challenges for the symptoms that you have. For synapse loss, you know, where you have the nerve system of the brain has different synapse systems, you usually look for the high cholesterol. You usually are looking for what's called homocysteine, which is a breakoff protein from damage, and you have specific genes. So the changes are on a borderline in a patient like this, because you don't have symptoms in the pathophysiology of plaques. You have small protein pieces in the brain if you were to be able to see it, but the risk factors are always based upon genetic susceptibility, separate from what I just talked about on the voice patterns relating to Hillary Clinton. But to really, really look at this, my personal view, and not having done the studies on a personal basis from a chemical point of view, I'm very strong on the idea that there is a vascular dementia, and for this, for Hillary Clinton, and of course that has to be verified. The seizures of taking the diazepam pen, which her bodyguard follows her around with the pen to give her the shot in the neck. And, of course, they say, well, that's her doctor that's doing that. Well, that's their business. But the a difficult situation coming up with the future war, which Hillary Clinton was able to place 2012, the future war over water. The nations are lining up. Last show, I gave you all of the corporations that are basically known that are buying and advancing and inventing the future war machines, laser airplanes, stealth three-dimensional vanishing warships, laser guns, the development of the new human for battle, the robot soldiers, which has been in research for some time, the change of national borders, which I've been talking about for close to the first time I came on RBN 10 years ago. So you take those in play; those are on the chessboard. Putin in Russia is a chess player and a ruthless person. You add, I think we're looking in on the rough about 11 dictator types that are alive and operating as we speak. You take that battlefield, which is real, and also you have the President of the United States who approves the way that people are protesting in the class warfare that he's promoting for real. You also have a president who is saying vote for our legacy. He uses the word our legacy. And you take that and put that on the table. You have Hillary Clinton who's saying at the Benghazi hearing, and it turns and says, well, what difference does it make? You know, you might think that's a passing statement, but for a person like me, who has been one of the people that's been out here in the shadow for Uncle Sam and doing good work to try to help defend the country in our own way, identities, learning new languages, going into the jungles with the World Health Organization, trying to develop things. You know, you have there are a lot of people like that that have been compromised by her, and you take that, and then of course you have being called a deplorable because you feel that Donald Trump is a deplorable person, you know, that type of story, forgetting that the people of the United States voted for Donald Trump. They could have voted for Jeb Bush. Of course, Bush's father is going to vote for Hillary. You take that and put that on the table. That's a large message. People don't even, you know, other people have said it. What it is protection of the blue blood, you know. So that, you put that on the table. You put on the table that there's a huge problem concerning the formation of infrastructure systems, you know, like Trump, he wants to eliminate the EPA. As that's just starters because of the corruption and other kinds of policies. The people on the Paris Agreement know that climate change is a false chart system. They know it. And admit to it. And, of course, the leader of the United Nations in the formation of the Climate Change Committee has admitted openly that it's the destruction of capitalism, which is the main focus of their agenda. That's out in the open. That's public information. And so you put that on the table. Then you put on the table that the fact is what would be good for America. Excuse me. Do you want the black leaders of the black community to say, well, we leverage the black vote? That means that they've been doing that for, what, 45 years, maybe longer. So you take that and put that on the table. When you come back from the break, I'll give you my opinion about Hillary Clinton and the whole soliloquy that we've been discussing. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Parker Pathways, and I'm finishing up on my soliloquy without, because I know the tests to be done, okay, on Hillary Clinton, and a couple of them I've even invented, been used all these years. But we're looking at Hillary Clinton talking, let's say, with putting this out. I'm putting this out also on the table to the union folks that she's against the right to work, okay? That's her privilege if she wants to. But she's also claiming that she understands why she's not ahead by 50 points. In other words, the ego structure is pretty strong. Benghazi was just a bunch of people running around, maybe what difference does it make now, you know, that type of thing. And even though she had delegated according to her version of life, messages from embassies. And the whole basis of saying that, well, I cleared of anything, whatever that may be. She was Secretary of State running, representing the country, but Obama was her boss. Obama's responsible for her actions, and of course his payoff to the people to go to cover Benghazi was a representative to the UN, which is part of the loop. You got five people that have immunity by the FBI. And concerning the email situation, you know, that's their business. You know, if you didn't have immunity, you don't have a problem. That's kind of story. Well, there's nothing to see here. Go along. You got Bill Clinton meeting the Attorney General in a neutral airplane on a tarmac. We have no idea what the hell that's about. So you put that on the table. And, of course, a lot of folks need to be reminded that if there is a war before the end of the timetable for, you know, Obama's tenure, the standing president has the ability to remain in office. And until all of the hostilities of taking over the United States and plus the Syrian situation, which is on also Hillary Clinton's plate. So that's the real world. And if we declared war with Russia and that was taking place before the end of Obama's tenure, why he could remain as president. So it was a very smart move for Trump to in-run that by trying to develop relations with Putin before the election here in this country. Okay, that all being said, real-world physiology and the process of it. I think that there's a real problem with Hillary running for president, and if she's elected, the fraud situation in Syria and Libya, and when she laughed when Gaddafi was murdered, told me everything. We'll see you on the next live hour of Parker Pathways. That's my opinion. Call the numbers 800-313-9443, and it's showtime.